AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's goodbye soon to a year that many want to forget, hoping 2023 will be better. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in Times Square in New York.
With a nearly 12,000-pound Waterford crystal ball now in place for the big drop, crowds in New York's Times Square are partying like it's almost 2023. Many revelers said they were feeling good as they look forward to the year ahead.
It's the most iconic way to spend New Year's Eve and a bucket list thing for sure.
I can say it over and over again, but here with my wife, no better moment.
What is it like to end your 2022 here?
Amazing, like super awesome, the best thing in the world.
It's like surreal, it's crazy, so that's why I'm here.
It's already 2023, of course, in London and the rest of Europe and Asia. In the British capital, people ushered in the new year with a countdown at Big Ben and a fireworks display over the River Thames. Police in Idaho are awaiting the arrival from Pennsylvania of the man they believe brutally murdered college students in a small town. A report from CBS's Danya Bakas, who's there.
After nearly 7 weeks of uncertainty, residents of Moscow, Idaho, now feeling at ease.
I think it was pretty unnerving and scary for people.
The college community relieved after an arrest in the deadly stabbings of four University of Idaho students, a crime that seemed to mystify police.
Now we're sharing the energy of hope that we've, you know, this huge moment has happened. It's not going to go unsolved.
Moscow police say they are confident that 28-year-old Brian Koberger is the killer.
The Vatican is preparing for the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who died Saturday at 95, bringing to an end an unprecedented decade in which the Catholic Church had two living popes, one reigning, one retired. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome.
Nothing defined Benedict XVI's pontificate so clearly as its ending, with his majestic farewell flight over the Eternal City. Benedict had become the first pope in more than 600 years to resign. He said his mental and physical strength had deteriorated to the point that he had to, quote, recognize my incapacity to fulfill the ministry entrusted to me.
A powerful storm is bringing drenching rain or heavy snowfall to much of California. Already flooding and rock slides have closed parts of some roads in the northern part of the state. In the high Sierra Nevada, as much as 2 feet of snow could accumulate before the storm ends early Sunday. Chains or four-wheel drive being required for vehicles on many roads through the mountains. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Spaceship.tv. And those of you listening on the Civic Media Radio Network, Happy New Year to you. It's been such a fun night doing radio on the TV. Hope we could get to do it again. And once again, thanks to everybody at the Spaceship TV for all your help. Really appreciate all of you. All right, so it's almost New Year's. We got one more band to play here tonight, and it's going to be a fun time. I'm so excited to welcome to Madison, everybody. Give it up for Porky's Groove Machine.
Oh, man. Oh. Are we coming through here?
He's working on it.
Okay.
Hey.
Great. Thank you.
Eric. This first one goes out to Eric and the whole Max Inc. crew here. We're going to do it once. We're going to do it twice. We're going to dip it once. We're going to dip it twice. Oh, my God. I can't wait. We're Porky's Groove Machine. Here we go. Let's hit it. One, two. Let's do this, double. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, get that beep and you're out of here. You know what I mean? It's time for 2023. Hit it.
The night is young, the party's hot. Everyone's munching on that dip you brought. You grab a chip and take a bite, but look around and wait until the moment's right to do the dip.
Yeah.
You double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip.
Some hummus and blue cheese too. Everyone's wondering which one will you choose. You grab some queso to start the trip. But just one bite will never do the trick. So double dip. Yeah, the double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double dip. Jimmy said, I can't dance. We said, Jimmy, someone as good looking as you knows how to dance. We designed a dance. Show them how it's done. Show them how it's done. There we go. All right, Lars, bring it on. Here we go.
Now, but not saying it's the right thing to do. A lot of tunes going from me to you. But in the moment, it ain't no joke. Just grab some spinach artichoke and do the dip. Yeah, you double dip. Cause if you want another bite out of that chip, and if you want it, why not take it one from me? Said if you want another bite out of that chip, you gotta do the double. Yeah. Thank you very much.
How's your municipal recycling system in Madison? That's a serious question. Who knows? Who has an opinion?
Ooh, I have an opinion.
Elon, it's the radio. No one can talk back to you.
Oh, you're right. All right, we'll talk about it afterwards. Anyway, here's a song about recycling.
What do you know about recycling? Thanks to advances in technology, we can recycle a lot of stuff. Tell single use that we've had enough. Conserving energy, conserving space, conserving resources, reducing waste. Hey, don't throw that in the trash bin. We're talking about recycling.
In this life, we have so much to remember. But if we don't double down, then our trash will remain forever. If you don't know where to start to do your part, just open up your eyes and sing along in time.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Everybody say reduce,
reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Paper like magazines, aluminum, but it's got to be clean. If you take 1 second to Google it, you might find out you can recycle it. So if you're looking for a good solution to help reduce humanity's pollution, hey, I said don't throw in the trash bin. We're talking about recycling.
Oh, I know in this life we have so much to remember, but I had to keep in mind my trash could be someone else's treasure. So if you don't know where to start to do your part, just open up your mind and sing along in time.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Everybody say along. Reuse and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Oh, here we go.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
They might not see you, but you need to clap too.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Just throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Everybody sing along.
Reuse and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
All right, here we go.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Don't just throw your garbage out.
Throw your garbage out.
Throw your garbage out. Reduce, reuse,
the little wavy pig logo should get a raise. That was sick.
I also just want to point out the old the frequency sign hanging out in the back of the studio here.
Thank you for pointing that out.
I was just saying, you know, a bunch of good nights taking off my pants in the basement and sweating all over the stage there. And we had some of our first gigs in Madison at the Frequency. The faces I'm getting are like, what are you talking about? Hmm. Clapped.
Hmm.
Beer for me.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
At 4.8 ABV.
Red Dog, Red Dog. Red, Red Dog. Take me down to play.
Hey, bring my horse around.
Looking for a real good time.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
Let me introduce you. Of mine.
Red Dog, Red Dog.
Comes in bottles, comes in cartons.
Red Dog,
said it's the beer for the working Martian.
Red Dog,
bring it down. Now, some of you may not know this, a lot of you do, but Red Dog is no longer with us. They stopped making Red Dog, and it was a sad, sad day, wasn't it, when we found out that terrible, terrible news, but we've prepared a eulogy for Red Dog. Red Dog, you were the first and the only beer to slake my thirst. You were the beer me and my friends thought that we'd drink until the end. But alas, you are no more. I cannot find you in the store. I see the beep, but neither of those brands do me any good. How could it have gone so wrong? It brings me to tears to bring this song. You know, through us though, your legacy will remain. Your spirit, your red, fiery, malty brew. The dog of red crimson color, that hellhound. Pick it up, Lars. I'm catching the spirit here. We may be sad that you are gone, but you will live on in our memories forever. So, I want you to everybody at home, take a look at the present company you've got and really think about what it is that brings you together. Think about the year you've had, what we've created, what we've done, not what we have lost. You know what I'm talking about. Because it's not what we have lost, but what we learn from it and what we can create out of that loss, like red sparks of phoenix fire. And it just goes to show that nothing lasts forever. The beauty of this life. Those fleeting memories like tears in the rain or beer down the drain. So you at home, I'm talking to you. Get up off the couch. Go to your fridge. Pick up a brewski or a water or whatever you got in there. Maybe some raisins. And raise whatever's in your glass. And take one big sip.
Oh, dear. Does anyone remember Red Dog Beer? Anyone remember Red Dog Beer?
No, as a matter of fact, I don't remember it.
Why?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Might have drank too much.
Oh, I get it.
It's a bad joke.
Here's another song about oddly specific references.
Two, three, four!
Stick this for specificity.
Hey, Dave?
That's me over here.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, I know where you are. I was wondering if maybe I could get something off my chest.
Yeah, please.
You know, we've known each other a long time, and I think this is a really safe space for me to speak my heart, if you wouldn't mind.
I would not mind.
I think you might feel the same way.
I'm sure I will. What's up?
Language is full of ambiguity, but clear communication is essential to efficiency. So we try to keep our conversations groomed, not leaving too much space for linguistic wiggle-loops.
Turn on TV and all I hear is shouts, but it got to make it clear what anyone is talking about.
Do you ever find that you're just arguing semantics?
Yes, though, that's something that's important if a little pedantic.
Your arguments don't have to be terrific. All we're asking, please, is that it be specific. Cause we're stickers for specificity. Viewers for particularity. Story defenders are not being vague. And fighting ambiguity like it's the blades of the moon. Said what and why and when did they? Before we lose sight of what was the day. We were so lucky to have you on your ear. So we'll get to the point and we will make sure that we make ourselves.
Admittedly, our conversations aren't always sleek. So ambiguity, let's transcend. Dave's got a few tools that he recommends.
Avoid all kinds of anecdotal speculation and keep your eyes peeled for internet misinformation. Because you know what happens when you assume, right?
I do, it makes something out of me and you.
Your arguments don't have to be terrific. All I'm asking, please, is that it be specific. Cause we're stickers for specificity. Story defenders are not being paid. Fighting ambiguity like it's a blade. So tell me, said what and why and where did they? Before we lose sight of what was said anyway. We were so lucky to have your ear. So we'll get to the point and we will make sure that we make ourselves clear. So what do you think? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I knew it.
Without a doubt. So I got to tune my guitar here. Any other city, any other night, any other radio station, who cares?
We are sticklers for tuning, if nothing else.
Exactly. But New Year's Eve 2022, Madison, Wisconsin. Mad Max, are you kidding? Mad Max, Max Inc. Mad Max. Things are going to get crazy tonight. I just, was that prophetic
predicting,
or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell where I'm at right now.
See you looking, checking out my sales. Well, if you come this way, we can tabulate, because you know that's where I excel. You put your digits, I'm on top of on this screen. We can just use text to decide what's next. We'll set up a subroutine. Data you need for medic condition of need. Woo! I'm gonna get that looking real good with you. Well, I'm a nerd on the streets, and I'm a freak in the sheets. From the Vienna Beef Hot Dog Factory, it's this guy.
Google Docs, we can help you out in Squid. Squid, get up here. Tell them what kind of software support we offer.
Yeah, so there's Google Docs, there's Excel, Python, of course, Pandas. I mean, if you want to do it in JavaScript too, and there's NoSQL, MySQL.
Basic?
Visual Basic. Yeah, of course, Visual Basic. And then I guess there's the unholy abomination that is NoSQL databases. We don't want to do this.
You heard it here first. When you hear the sound, you all know you can get down. Like a column, that's ABC, or like a row, 1, 2, 3. I don't know. He's a nerd on the streets. He's a freak in the sheets. Come on. Sheets. Lars, give me something spicy, baby. One more. No! That might have been okay for last night. Give me one more. Oh, man. What do you got? We got the hot dog trombone and the hot dog trombone. We got the squid on the squid bass, the low undersea bass.
And we got the Dave playing the role of Dave this evening.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We got Lars on the drums. We got the bongo master. Hit one of those. Hit something for us. That sounds nice. And of course, we got Kong on the trump over there. I caught myself there.
What did you just say?
The trumpet.
Martian, what's up?
His name is Harambe.
You guys,
get it right.
Know.
Wow. Happy New Year's 2016.
Yeah. We've reverted back to that. Guys, I don't know if I really feel like doing this next song.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. The sun set at like 4:45 today.
Yeah.
And that really bummed me out.
Okay, what else? Yeah, tell us more.
Well, it's actually not funny.
Okay.
I think it's just the weather and like the, you know, living in the Midwest, it gets really dark really early. And I just feel like sitting here, I don't think I can do this next song.
Wait.
What?
I have an idea.
What?
We could play this next song and that might help.
There's no way that this is going to be the song that helps.
You ever think about it like that?
No, but I'll give it a try because I'm open-minded to the progress of my own
mental health and healing
journey.
There's nothing you have to do, but let's play this next one and we'll see what happens.
Okay. This one goes out to Shazasta.
Yeah.
SAD is affecting you. Seasonal depression ain't playing. You're trying to find just a little motivation. But listen to what I found. The air outside's too cold, you don't want to risk it. But just one second, under the sun. But don't you worry, cause you're not the only one. I've been waiting for you to come. Join me on the dance floor. So let's go boogie, get down.
Cowbell, baby. Oh!
anyway.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hit us.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I feel so good. Yeah. I feel so good. Thank you all so much.
How'd you know that was going to work, hot dog?
Yeah, hot dog.
There's a lot I know that you don't know I know.
Huh? Wow.
Wow. How do you know that?
You'll never know.
Here's another rhetorical question for the non-audience here. What's the Craigslist scene like in Madison? Or the internet audience? I spent a lot of time on Craigslist. I'm being completely honest. Scoping it out.
What are you looking for?
Usually I'm looking for instruments. Sometimes sure. I'm looking for gigs.
Sure.
But often I'm looking to see if anyone spied me from across the room at the grocery store.
Ooh. A little spicy.
Yeah. I'm just looking for the, like, you were wearing a Power Ranger costume in the pasta aisle. Your cart was full of Skippy's peanut butter, and we locked eyes for 1 second.
But I was too scared to say anything.
Yeah. If this is you, tell me what I was wearing. I haven't found this message yet, but it's like my dream to have a missed connection about me.
If this was you, tell me which wheel on my shopping cart was squeaking. Then I'll know for sure it's you.
Anyway, so we'll be all over the Madison Miss Connections page tonight.
So make a good one.
Yeah. You were doing sound at the spaceship tonight. You set up all our mics. Tell us what instruments we were playing so we know it's real.
Grape soda. You had big old hoop earrings, a can of grape soda in your left hand, and a grape black and mild in your right. I saw you from 20 feet and thought, oh hot dang, this is my jam. And before I knew it, you jumped into your 85-ish Geo Metro and took off. I tried to trail the grape smell from your black and mild, but lost it when you turned the corner on Lake and Chicago Avenue. Please come back to me. Saw you from across the way. Let me tell you, you were on my mind today. Miss Connection. Two ships passing in the night. I felt a deep affection. Fell in love with you at first sight. Chaska Vape Shop.
We exchanged smiles at the vape shop, and then again in the parking lot. Your friend was driving a Ford Escape. Reach out, I thought you were really cute. But wait, there's more, here's another. Girl with blue hair at Petco, 1229, Thursday.
This one might be me.
Oh, were you in La Crosse?
Keep reading, let's
find out. Okay, okay. Hey, you were very, very pretty. We smiled at each other a few times. I'm sure I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 50, you're probably 25? But I'd still love to take you out. If you reply, tell me what I did for you outside. Thanks. I saw you as you walked by. Let me tell you, you really caught my eye. Misconnection. Two ships passing in the night. I felt a deep affection. Fell in love with you at first sight. Missed you at Culver's drive-thru last week. After all these years, to see you at Culver's made me smile. I recognized you right away, and your beautiful smile told me you recognized me too. Made my poor old heart skip a beat. 25 years ago, we worked together, loved each other, and made plans for a future together, until I made a stupid mistake and lost you. Even though age is against us, I would love to get together, talk, and see if there's any chance of us getting back together. Would love to be in Stevens Point and rent a movie we didn't watch. If you happen to see this and have any interest anymore, please let me know.
Oh my God!
Saw you from across the way. Let me tell you, you were on my mind today. Misconnection.
Well, that's that.
Check it. All right, this song goes out to all the mama's mamas. There's a lot of songs out there about the mamas, about the dramas, but this song right here, this song is for the mamas, mamas. Listen up. Come into the club, shaking out the salt and pepper. Shake it out, baby. The party stops. All eyes are on this well-seasoned. Flowers shrouded in mystery.
Mystery.
Oh, don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? Yeah, they are the
Spice Girls.
Then I'm here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
Spice Girls.
And then I Oh, Bobby show experience, but their style is in mint condition. You know you don't need a car to mop up a mile when a moves as sweet as cinnamon.
DT, a real G from Mill V, the G stands for gangster, but his grandma, you see, she got a sick posse, R.I.P. Mr. B. And though she may be turning 80, she still got energy.
Yep.
She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf on the red, but for the right. Man, that stuff is tight, the crochet all day. Legend of the bank. Boys be breaking necks, trying to get a peek at them triple necks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish. She's cooking up latkes and holla French toast.
Hello.
She went to Cuba, and she taught them how to dance, because she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you could outrun her, but I know she's faster in her Prius Accord, because she got her knees replaced. They call her Inspector Gadget, because she loses her fat, but then she drinks coffee and tea, because she ain't messing around. And I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Oh! This is hysterical without an audience.
Let's just pretend there's
all
an
right,
audience.
All right.
Let's just pretend.
Can we get a, hey, we get a hip hip hooray for grandmas? Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
'Cause they're the spiders.
That's the Martian singing on the pipes, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Madison, Max Sink, this has been such a pleasure. Like we were saying, we've been waiting to be years on here. We got one more song. We're going to bring up our really, 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 really sexy close friend from the Civil Engineers. He was earlier on here. This is Jason... the tiger on the tenor saxophone. Oh my God. Thank you all for such a beautiful night. To the other bands, to the tech, to the radio people, to the TV people. What a pleasure, what a privilege to be able to be here. And so we got about a few more minutes to play. We got about 10 more minutes before the ball drops, so.
I'm waiting for that.
Well, you know what that means.
We'll be right back. marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
There you go.
How I long to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. How I long to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. How I long to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Happy New Year, y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Happy New Year.
We're Porky's Groove
Machine. We are Porky's Groove Machine. Thank you so much.
All right, I know you're at home right now.
Wow.
On your coffee tables and your couch. Give it up one more time for Porky's Groove Machine. Live from the spaceship.tv. Unbelievable. Hey, those of you listening on the radio today, thank you so much for tuning in. Max Inc. Radio will be back next week. We have another stellar lineup of awesome entertainment, local original music from around the state of Wisconsin rocker.
Michael Massey in the Devil's Lair next weekend. Jimmy will be back to our regular antics. But let me just give a special thank you to the Spaceship.tv and their crew.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.